Good morning, Phil. How are you?
Good morning, Brian. I'm very well. Very well.
Your
Love
new
it.
song is interesting. I mean, it talks about a parallel between Yuri Gagarin, that's the Soviet astronaut, and Harold Holt, the Australian Prime Minister who disappeared. Could you explain the background to the song?
Yuri Gagarin's 60th anniversary of his orbit into space was just a couple of years back. And I was in a thing called a song club, which was with a group of other great Australian writers. And every week we would get a prompt to write a song based on the prompt. The prompt for that particular week was called Baby Steps. And you had free license to be able to change the title if you wanted to. But if something sparked something in that prompt, then you would write on along the lines of that prompt. Well, I couldn't work with Baby Steps. So my brain automatically went to One Small Step. And that then led me into the space idea. And it just so happened the day that I was sitting doing that was the 60th anniversary of Yuri's orbit into space. And to talk about serendipitous. And I looked at that idea. And at the time, I was actually struggling with a bit of PTSD because I had a cancer scare and it had left a bit of an emotional scar on me. And I looked at Yuri Gagarin and I thought, gosh, this guy, he's able to leave the planet for a little while, and I was feeling a little bit like that myself, where I felt like I was starting to disconnect from life, So I saw this idea of Yuri Gagarin floating off into space and looking down on the Earth as a really lovely idea, and I would have loved to have been able to do that right there and then. And then, of course, Yuri Gagarin in that time frame, not long after that, was the disappearance of Harold Holt. So I went from someone in another country, in another cosmos, really, to then bring it back home here to Australia and looking at the idea of Harold Holt drifting off beyond the breakers and never returning, that idea again of disconnection, but also that idea of being lost. And then by the time I get to the third verse is about me, and I'm lying in bed and I'm saying, kind of thinking to my partner, I feel like I'm drifting out beyond the breakers of Cheviot Bay. I feel like I'm like Harold Holt. I'm losing connection. I'm losing direction. I feel like I'm adrift and I feel like I'm lost. And so it was that kind of call for connection, reconnection, because PTSD, as I said, causes you to disconnect from people. It can break down relationships and can break down, your connection to other people. So yeah, that was it. So those three kind of frames, Yuri, Harold, and me, all
How
lead to that final part. Yeah.
do you recover from PTSD? Is it slow, or is there
Yeah,
something that
look,
just snaps you out of it?
that's a great question, Brian. PTSD is a tricky thing to get over, because what it does is it hijacks the frontal section of your brain, so that when you're dealing with trauma, it's all processed in the front part of your brain, the amygdala. And when you get other stimulus coming in while that trauma is going on, it's very hard to process it. So you lose memory, you lose the ability to rationally think. It hijacks all those things that kind of help you to do day-to-day life. So the process for me was, and it may be different for other people, was to actually work out how to free up that front part of my brain. And that required me to give music a break for a while, strangely enough, because that's an area that is very introspective. And I had to take up a few hobbies. I had to try and get fit. I had to do a whole heap of other things to try and just free up the space in my head so that other things come and go and do what they were supposed to do. So for me, the realization of that I had PTSD was a big breakthrough. My doctor being able to diagnose that straight away, because it gave me a voice and it gave me a name for what I had. I thought I was going mad. And then that also helped me to identify strategies to go on and try and work through it. And yes, for me, it actually helped me get through it. I have moments, but most of my days are pretty good now because of the ability to recognize it, but also to put in things in place to stop
So it really was slow enough, hard work just to get out of it.
it. Yeah, absolutely, it can be. But I tell you, the identification of it was probably the biggest breakthrough I had, because my mind just assumed I was going mad. I literally thought I was going mad, and I couldn't, had no strategies to get out of it. So when I got into that dark place, I couldn't get out of it because I just didn't know how to do it and I didn't know what it was. So once I identified it, then I was able to get the strategies. And I saw a great doctor and I saw a psychologist for a little while to try and develop those strategies, and they were great. They were fabulous.
Phil, thank you very much.
It's a pleasure. Thank you, Brian.
Yuri Gagarin went floating out into space, leaving behind all the trouble of the human race. He went slipping, he went slipping, slipping away. Harry, he got lost in the water in Cheviot Bay, swimming in the deep boiling ocean one summer day. He went slipping, he went slipping, slipping away. Gagarin went floating out into space.